This is Ted Kennedy. Lie detectors in the workplace are a threat to workers' rights. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, how about joining our bipartisan proposal to ban polygraph machines, lie detectors, in the workplace? Abuse of lie detector tests is a serious and growing problem for workers' rights, Al. Last year, 2 million working men and women were strapped to these instruments of intimidation, not because they were suspected of any wrongdoing, but for random testing and routine job application screening. Every scientific study shows that the tests are worthless for those purposes, yet they constitute 85% of all lie detector tests. Courts don't accept the results either, Al. The evidence isn't reliable because it isn't accurate. Conservative columnist William Safire has called polygraphs the most blatant intrusion into personal freedom in this country today. Even your right-wing Republican colleague Orrin Hatch is a sponsor of my proposal, Al, so the water ought to be safe for you, too.
Okay, I'll put a toe in. I realize, Ted, that banning the use of lie detector tests is at the very top of your agenda. Problem is, though, Ted, you have a whole wish list of ways to intrude on America's employers. I feel that proper polygraph use is important to try to stem the tide of theft and misuse of a company's confidential information. You just can't seem to keep from heaping more federal rules and regulations on small business. But 21 state legislatures across the country have already enacted similar bans, and public employees are already protected against polygraph tests, except in cases of national security or law enforcement. I know what's next, Ted. Your great quest includes mandatory parental leave and additional taxes on employers to fund your dearest social programs. You are marching America's employers straight into the maw of harassment and bankruptcy. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Fairness Doctrine. Join us tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.